episode 24 of Dreamcast, Relationship Flags, the red and green of it all. We know we always hear about red flags in relationships and things to steer us away from a person, certain behaviors or things that they may do that tell us stop. But what about green flags? That's not something commonly discussed, but just as important. Green is the color of movement. It's what tells us to go forward, to proceed. All over the world, the color green is used to tell us it's okay to go. It's safe to move ahead. What about in relationships? In a healthy, conscious relationship, there will be green flags that tell us the same thing, that we are safe to proceed, to go, and to move forward with that particular person. In this episode, we're going to discuss those green flags, what they are, and what they mean for us. The first green flag is they don't need you to complete them. They are whole by themselves. This is important because trying to gain completion or seek ourselves or more of ourselves from another person is draining, both to them and to us. Why? Well, because we can never be completed by another person. We should develop ourselves and learn about ourselves well enough that we are whole alone. We don't need another person. We want them. So when we are whole by ourselves, when we are 100% by ourselves, we bring that into the relationship. And if they are as well, you have two wholes, two 100%, which equal 200%. And instead of having a 50 and a 50 giving you 100%, you now have 100 and 100 giving you 200%. Which would you rather, 100% or 200%? I'm going with the 200%. This way you maximize what you're gaining. And that's the whole point of a relationship, is to gain, to add something to our lives that we didn't have before with that other person. So the next green flag is they value their need for space, togetherness, and autonomy. So we all have different needs for time alone, time to connect, and time to make our own decisions. If a person values their need for space, they take the time they need for self-care, for growth, for fun, for relaxation, for whatever it is they choose to do on their own time without the person they're in a relationship with. And that's important because it gives them, like I said, time to grow, time to reflect, time to enjoy just being themselves. With that, though, with being in a relationship, you also need time, obviously, together, because that's how connection is formed, maintained, and continues to grow. So they have to value their time with you. Do they put forth effort to spend time with you? Do they talk with you? Do they share with you? All these little things help with connection. And that's something that they should value with you if they're a person you're seeking to be in a relationship with. They should also value their need for autonomy. All of us are our own people. We have to make our own decisions. We have our own minds. So they should be given the opportunity to be independent in making their own decisions and choices. Of course, them taking us into consideration would be lovely because it helps form a closer bond when they take our needs and wants into consideration. And when they can, they should. But there are things that they're going to need to decide by themselves. And they should be allowed to do that because, again, we are our own people, our own minds, our own thoughts and feelings, and have to make decisions for our own lives. So that value for those three things are important and things that we should look for in a person we are seeking a relationship with. The third green flag is the ability to disagree and still maintain connection. Have you ever been in a disagreement with someone you're in a relationship with, and after that everything is just weird and you don't feel the same, you can't interact properly? That's not a good thing. And it can be difficult because when there are two people with two opposing viewpoints, different ways of being brought up, different thoughts, different feelings, different makeups, feelings come into play and can, of course, affect the interactions thereafter. But as long as those differences in opinion don't compromise the relationship values or challenge it to the degree that it negatively affects it, differences are normal and expected, as again, each is his or her own person. So the ability to speak about the disagreement, explore it together, and then still maintain connection is of great value. And even when there are disagreements, explaining them to the other person is important because it helps gain useful insight into that other person. So we don't want to just discard someone else's opinion because it's not ours, but we should always seek to understand. That should always be the goal. And again, this helps us grow closer in our relationship. And this ties into number four. The number four green flag is conflict is seen as an opportunity to grow and go deeper together. Each conflicting thought shared is a chance to learn more about why the other thinks or feels as they do. This is how, again, how we form intimacy and how we grow, because not only are we aware of the other's thoughts and feelings, but we know why they feel or think as they do, and we can use that to better deal with them in knowledge and discernment. I'm sure you heard it said that the key is not just listening to someone all the time, but it's understanding what they're trying to tell you. If they can't comprehend, then they can't go beyond just hearing the words. So once we can comprehend and truly delve into the reasons behind why people do things and their makeup, we start to understand their reasons for why they do what they do, and we can kind of foresee how they might react to a certain situation, how they might feel if we did something or didn't do something. But again, all of these conflicting issues can be seen as opportunities instead of things that detract from the relationship. The fifth green flag is that the person is responsible for their actions and emotional experience. A conscious person knows that each action they take is meaningful when they're in a relationship with another person, and each action has a reaction. When we're accountable and responsible and aware that what we do or don't do has an effect on the one we're in a relationship with, we become more thoughtful and more considerate. We'll start to think prior to each thing we do. How would they feel about this? What happened the last time this happened? Maybe I should do this differently. Maybe I should talk to them about it. But everything we do in life already affects everything else. But when we're in a relationship with someone, what we do has a more direct effect on someone that we care about. So because we care about them, we have to be more, even more responsible for what we do. And the emotional experience that we provide becomes intentional. we have to realize that everything we do is an experience. Every interaction we have with someone we meet, interact with for a time, that is a full experience. And how that is viewed should be important to us. How we make that person feel should be important if we care about them. So everything we do should have meaning behind it. So if we're doing things intentionally, we want to be intentional about providing a positive emotional experience as best we can when we're in a relationship with another person. We want to seek to uplift, to create growth, and better opportunities to learn, to love, and inspire the person that we're with. This all contributes to a positive emotional experience. The sixth green flag is emotional intelligence. Now, emotional intelligence relates to your self-awareness, your social awareness, and your relationship management. It's how behaviors are measured. It has nothing to do with intellect. An emotionally intelligent person sees beyond the surface. They listen with their heart, not just with their ears. They hear what's not said. They know themselves well. They know their environments well. They are able to manage their relationships well. Emotional intelligence is intangible. It's how we grow and learn individually. And as we grow and learn, the person we're in a relationship with, how we deal with them should as well. But again, this is why being whole by yourself is important, because if we've developed strong emotional intelligence without another person, then when we do form a connection with another and are seeking to grow forward with the other person, our emotional intelligence will grow as well. Side point, each time we perform a new behavior, something that we've learned, we form new neurons, and these create new neural pathways. And each one cell creates 15,000 connections with its neighboring cells. This is just some scientific information behind this. But so every time we learn something, we form a pathway that helps us do that behavior easier in the future. So in effect, the more we learn and then apply, the more we grow. And this increases our emotional intelligence. What benefits us in turn then benefits the one we're in a relationship with as well. Being in a relationship obviously is not easy. We are all still learning ourselves. You never stop learning yourself. We do that moment by moment, minute by minute, but having an understanding of things that can signal a good base is important, because a good, stable base builds a strong framework with security and a feeling of safety. And a building that has security and safety and a strong framework has the ability, not the guarantee, but the ability to last and withstand storms. Nothing is a guarantee in life, but isn't it better to at least have the tools needed to grow positively and at least have the chance, a better chance, to withstand the things that are going to come at you and the person you're in a relationship with? Because obviously they're going to come. It's just only time. And how you face those problems is how you'll fare. So those are some of the green flags that I was able to look over, and hopefully will better some of your lives. It constantly betters mine as I reflect on my own self and try to apply what I learn outwardly. What are some of your thoughts? Do you have any other green flags to share? Let me know. You can send me a message. You can go onto my Instagram, Dream, D-R-E-E-M-E. And you can also now go to my website, which is dreamlife.com, D-R-E-E-M-E-life.com, and see some of my work there, some of my creative projects and things, and even send me a message. So I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dreamcast, and I hope everyone has a positive, energy-filled day. Thank you.